In life, I feel like the most essential thing to have, to hold, and to cherish is relationships. And no, I am not talking about your boyfriend, girlfriend, banty. I'm not even trying to say husband, wife, kind of banty. I'm talking about relationships in general. Your work relationships, your neighbors, your church people, your mosque people, your whatever people that you meet. Anytime, any day, you know, I feel like relationships are really vital. And, you know, I told someone one day that, you know, this is, I feel like I'm saying a whole lot of, you know, well, you actually do know, right? And I feel like that's why God created Earth the way He created Earth. He saw the value in having somebody to walk with you. He saw the value in having somebody right by your side. That's the essentiality. That's the essentiality in... Isn't it like essentiality? Well, that's what makes friendships, relationships, really essential. Hi, my name is Shade, and you're welcome to the 2016 podcast. If you're new here, come in, sit down, grab your cup of coffee. Or if you're anything like me, grab that bottle of wine. Yes, I said it. And if you're not new here, still grab that bottle of wine, because why not? I mean, if you're not new here, then you should know that we kind of like wine. Abby, don't you know? Well, if you don't know, now you know. They don't know. Well, in today's episode, we are going to be talking about something that is really dear to my heart. I feel like I say this, my dad's dear to my heart a whole lot. Well, that's because really, I do think about these things, and I do feel like, Do other people think about them, or am I just like the weirdo or that weird one person that thinks about these things? I really hope I am not. Well, today's episode, we're going to be looking at dealing with progressive friends. I'm very sure that from the topic, you know exactly what I'm trying to talk about. You know that circle where there are like five friends and like two are really securing bags and moving forward, and three are not, they're not backward, they're not necessarily failing, but they're not just securing as much bags as the remaining, as the other two. Yeah, so that's what we're going to be talking about. Now we're going to be talking about how to deal with that kind of situation, and we're going to be talking about, you know, the structure, like, do you need those kind of relationships? Are they vital? Now, I'm going to answer that one first. Or let me just bring out what we're going to be talking about, you know. We're going to be looking at, should we take our friend's success as ours? Like, should we look at our friend and say, oh, you succeeded. It is our win. It's our success. And are you allowed to block out people when they are winning and you are not? Whew, I feel like that's a whole lot. But let's dive in and let's have an amazing conversation. So the first thing I'm going to say is, honestly, for anybody that you love, for anybody that you cherish, for anybody that you like, yes, you are meant to rejoice when they are rejoicing. I mean, I think that's the logic of things, right? If somebody around you is happy, then there should be kind of transference of that kind of happiness. Yeah, but this is where we're going. This is where we actually drive into. Should you take your friend's success as your success? Yes, you should. But do not own it. Alright, because it is not directly your success. Now, no matter what kind of impute, except you have like an impute, like you have like, when I say an impute, like I mean in a managerial space, in a partnership kind of space, then yeah, it's, you know, you guys won, so like you guys should own it. But if you are both pursuing different agendas, then yes, you can take it, you can, you know, celebrate, you can be happy, you can pop champagne, you can go up on your status and like blast it. But do not own it, because the moment you start owning what is not yours, what's that song? Dangerous. Yes, it's going to become really, really dangerous. It's going to become really, really deadly, because somewhere in your head you're winning when in reality you are not winning. So there's really nothing wrong when it comes to being happy with your friends. There's really nothing wrong when it comes to going on Twitter and be like, my guy just bagged this, my guy just bagged that. There's really nothing wrong with that. But you need to understand that there is a line. And the line is in a sense, the line comes when you now feel like for some weird reasons you succeeded to. You haven't succeeded. You haven't made it. You haven't made your own name. You haven't imprinted your name in the sands of time. I don't know why I said it that way, but like I got it from that Beyonce song. I won't leave my footprints on the sands of time. Yeah, so like you haven't made any real impact per se. You may become popular based on say you're rolling with somebody that is. You may become like a face, a name, or something, but you don't have your own wings per se. Alright, so don't get it mixed up. Don't get it confused. Don't be confused. Freaking hell. Don't be confused about these things, alright? Be happy when your friends are happy. Celebrate when your friends are celebrating. But know that you need to have your own win, your own personal win, the win that is attached to your name. Alright, now that leads us to the second question. You know, can I block out myself from my friends are winning and I am not? Yes, you can. I didn't say can you cut your friends. Alright, it doesn't make sense to cut somebody because they're winning. However, some people... not some people. It has happened to me. And I feel like it has happened to a whole lot of us too. Where a certain friend of yours is winning and you know really doing well and all of a sudden they just cut you off. Like you're no longer you're no longer worthy to sit at their table. Do you get? Yeah, so things like that happened. But what I'm actually addressing is can you block yourself out in the sense of can you barricade your wall? Like can you barricade your walls? Can you put yourself in a place in the center or something so that you could find your own goal, so that you could find your own purpose, so that you could find your own direction and actually have your own winning? Yes, you can do that. In fact, I totally support that. If you're feeling overly overwhelmed by nothing really progressing, nothing is really moving forward in your life, but for really amazing reasons every other person is really bagging something, then yes, you're allowed to take a step back. Oh, what am I doing wrong? Where do I have to correct my steps? Where do I have to what do I have to do exactly to put myself in order? You can do certain things like that, to everyone feeling behind and like you've got your friends winning and there's nothing tangible, let me use that term, nothing tangible that you could point to and say is happening in your life, I'm just gonna let you know that you need to relax, you need to sit back, you need to stay calm, you need to just remain focused. If you need to reach out to these your friends for like some sort of aid, some sort of advice, some sort of direction, then yes, please do. Because really, babies, nobody's an island. Nobody's going to succeed on their own. I've heard people tarnish the term self-made, and honestly I would buy into that idea because nobody is self-made. You need somebody to do something to get to where you're going to. So the term itself, self-made, means you did it on your own, no additional assistance. I want to believe that's the meaning. No, maybe I'm wrong, me, but you do get my point, okay? Everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs somebody. I was talking to a friend. Okay, he's not a friend. He's a significant other. But I can't say I was talking to a significant other. Well, I was talking to somebody, a significant other, like tonight, like sometime, and I was talking to him about how we all have like a generalized purpose on earth. We all have a generalized calling, and I see it as our generalized calling is to give time-wise, resources-wise, knowledge-wise, entertainment-wise, we have to be given something. So if your friends are winning, they're given something in a certain kind of field to win. So you need to find out what you can give, you need to find your own name, you need to find your own stage, you need to, I'm going to use this term again, you need to imprint your name in the sands of time. All right, you need to set that focus, you need to set that stage and let everybody see that this is who I am. However, I do love my friends, I do love that they are winning, I do love that they are securing their major bags, but this is who I want to be. I don't want to be under anybody's shadow. I don't want to be under anybody's cocoon. Why did I say it like that? Jeez, sometimes I feel like something is wrong with me. But you need to have your own stage. You need to have your own stand. And don't come to me with the bull that not everybody can be successful. That's your business. So you are going to tell yourself, if this could make it, then yeah, sure, there's space for me to make it. And in fact, I generally think that idea is bold, that not everybody's going to make it. That's just an excuse we give ourselves and we give to people so that everyone could feel, or people will feel comfortable in their laziness and lackadaisicality. Everyone could feel comfortable in their laziness and their lackadaisicality. I didn't want to break it down. I wanted to say like, so it sounds sexy. And I think it did. Well, yeah. So as we're rounding up today's episode, I want you to know that your friends' wins are amazing. All right. Yes. I think I'm sensing your question. Can you get jealous? Yes, sometimes you can. You're a human being. You have that nature to, let me just call it jealousy, that nature, that instinct to say, why is it not me? Why am I not the one succeeding? Why am I not the one winning this? Well, you need to understand that life happens, baby. I always tell people that some people have to go ahead of you. All right, the first woman that flew a plane had to go ahead of us so that all of us that really wanted to fly planes as women could do it. Do you get? So your friends winning first or securing bags first is not hindering you from securing bags, except there are some high juju shit, but like it's not hindering you from securing anything. You can do what you want to do, you can be who you want to be. And this is to everybody that's dreaming, believing, hoping, working towards that goal, building that plan. Do not give up because of things that are happening around you. If you stay true to it, if you stay true to your fact, to your art, if you stay true to your work, if you stay true to your hands, then trust me, you are going to make it and you're going to have that impact that the world is waiting for. Because honestly, somebody is looking up to you, or rather, you need to be at a certain point because there's somebody that needs to look up to you at that certain point to make that life-changing and amazing decision of their life. All right? Yes, babies. So we're done with today's episode. Or rather, we've come to an end on today's episode. I really do hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that you liked it. Now, if you did like it, please share, like, subscribe. Did I say subscribe? Yeah, apparently I have a YouTube that's still growing, so yes, you could subscribe to that so you could engage, and most importantly share this episode with everybody and anyone so that it could be like a source of inspiration to you and to them. All right, thank you very much. On this note, I'm going to wish you all love, peace and prosperity, and I do pray that the Lord God grants also longevity. Bye guys, I love you.